Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find three gentlemen of our acquaintance. Vic, Uncle Fletcher, and young Russell have lately put away hearty meals, and they're comfortably and lazily discussing this, that, and the other thing.
Even the measliest of strawberries is delicious once a man mashes them up with his knife and fork.
Oyster Cracker's cousin Lombard, that resides in Green, and tells a side-splitting story about eating strawberries.
Gee, I hope you don't repeat it.
No, don't repeat it, Russell, honey.
Well, fine. Excuse me for living.
No, Vic, a fella can still locate Indian arrowheads in the Mississippi River bottoms if he works at it close.
How'd we get to talking about that?
There's Indian arrowheads by the hundreds still buried in the mud.
How'd we get to talking about that?
I don't know.
Ernie McDisher there in Clinton, Iowa, was about as determined a fellow as you ever want to see. And he located 5 Indian arrowheads in one afternoon.
Where's your mother?
I don't know.
She's not still washing separate dishes, is she?
I don't know.
You don't know much of anything, apparently.
Uh-uh.
Ernie McDisher said to his wife after breakfast one morning, he said, "Velma, I'm going over on the Illinois side of the river and skulk along the bank, and when I come home tonight, I'll have a batch of Indian arrowheads, a catfish, a mess of strawberries, a four-leaf clover, and a bicycle sprocket wheel."
Well.
And he done it.
Imagine.
He spent the day skulking along the riverbank on the Illinois side there in Fulton, and by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he was home again, and his gunny sack contained a batch of Indian arrowheads, a catfish, a mess of strawberries, a four-leaf clover, and a bicycle sprocket wheel.
What was this man's business?
Business?
Uh-huh.
Ernie McDisher's business?
Yeah.
He never had no business. He lived in a boxcar there on the Iowa side of the Mississippi, below Clinton there.
Oh, uh-huh.
Married Velma Scoffbergle. Velma Scoffbergle is a cousin to Pelter Unbleed across the alley.
Is that a fact?
Pelter Unbleed's coming over here directly.
Yeah?
I put him privy to the fact that I was taking supper with my niece and her family, and he said he'd likely poke his snoot in the doorway long enough to say hello.
Uh-huh.
He also wants to tell me the progress he's made in the matter of removing the odor from hyena grease.
Hmm.
I'm having company after a bit myself, Uncle Fletcher.
No, Ernie McDisher never had no business. He spent his time skulking along the river there.
What company are you having?
Smelly Clark's coming's past to spend the evening.
He cut open a catfish one time and found a dime.
Quite a coincidence.
Why?
I'm having company myself.
Had that dime made into a watch fob.
What company are you having?
Why, Skeeber and Stacy Yap.
Where's the half-wit watch fob to this day?
Quite a coincidence, Uncle Fletcher.
Everybody admits that. Everybody up and down the Mississippi River.
I'm talking about something else.
That's right.
You happened to mention that you were having company after a bit. Then Russell mentioned he was having company. And I remembered I'm having company. We're all having company.
Hi, everybody in the living room, are they?
Here's Mom.
Hi.
Greetings, Dr. Sleech. Where have you been?
I skipped over next door to Miss Donahue's.
We were getting frantic.
I bet.
Delicious supper, say, honey?
Yes, you told me.
Every helping hit the spot.
Just delighted you managed to piece out a meal. Look, everybody, company's coming past in a few minutes.
Company?
Mm-hmm.
I was just telling Vic and Russell here, Sadie, honey, about Ernie McDisher there in Clinton, Iowa.
Oh, were you? Uncle Fletcher, we got company coming past directly.
Yes, I know. Pelter Unbleed.
No, not Pelter Unbleed. Miss Oglesby, round the corner. She's at Mr. and Miss Donahue's now, and I imagine she'll be through with them and on her way here in the next few minutes.
Christmas cards?
What?
Miss Oglesby selling Christmas cards? Is she one of the...
You know what Miss Oglesby is doing. We've been expecting her every evening.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
There used to be a bunch of Oglesbys residing in and around Freeport, Illinois. Subal Oglesby was a friend of mine. Maybe you were acquainted with Subal Oglesby's sister Grace, Sadie.
No, I don't believe I was. Look, are you fellas prepared to be particularly courteous and sweet to Miss Oglesby?
I'm prepared.
Because she's a little timid about what she's doing. She's determined to do the very best she can, but at the same time she's apprehensive she'll run into chilliness or people getting the notion she's prying into their private affairs.
Why should she take that attitude? Some person in every block, in every town and city in the United States is doing exactly the same thing. Holy smoke, she isn't doing...
I know, but you run into people as terrible sensitive, and Miss Oglesby is one of them.
I'm terrible sensitive myself. I'm the most sensitive halfwit that ever come down the pike.
Your own house, though. Miss Oglesby has got to visit every house in the block. Friends, relations, acquaintances, and even strangers. And none of them, of course, is her house, so she's at a disadvantage. So I want you fellas to smile and be just as sweet as you possibly can.
You're driving a numbskull woman's viewpoint into the ground, Zade. Miss Ogilvy visiting every house in the block is a job that she's accepted. And the job that she
has... Yes, a job she's accepted and a job she has to make a good showing at. far as that goes, it's not any more her job than it is the job of the neighbors she visits. That's what I say. Just because she rings our doorbell and gets asked in our living room doesn't mean we're doing her any favors. And it doesn't give us the right to act like we're doing her any favors either when we accept. What you want, Uncle Fletcher?
Beg pardon, Sadie, honey?
Weren't you making notions at me like you wanted to say something?
I'll say something. As you may or may not know, Pelter Unbleed is attempting to remove the odor from hyena grease. When he comes over here after a while, I'll ask him to briefly describe
Pelter Unbleed
the
coming over here?
Which he hopes
when
that...
is Pelter Unbleed coming over here?
Sometime this evening.
No.
We're all having company, kiddo.
How you mean?
Dear little Russell is expecting a guest presently, and I'm expecting...
What guest is this?
Smelly Clark. Well, Smelly wishes to pay a friendly call, and he
well,
wants...
Well, Smelly can pay a friendly call some other time. He's certainly not going to pay any friendly calls while Miss Oglesby is here. What'd you start to say?
Merely that I'm having
Frishigan,
a couple
Frishigan
of guys...
from Sishigan, Michigan, and B.B. Bar, or stopping past after a bit?
Why, Skeeber and Stacy Yap.
No.
Why, Skeeber and Stacy Yap probably won't linger more than half an hour. Why, Skeeber and Stacy Yap.
Miss Oglesby is here, Vic. We want no why, Skeebers, no Stacy Yaps, no Smelly Clarks, and no Pelter Unbleeds. Miss Oglesby will feel at enough disadvantage as it is.
Well, I'm sure Miss Ogilvy don't expect the people up and down the block to roll out a red velvet carpet for her to walk on and shower with white grapes and violin
well,
solos.
Well, no, she don't. But what she's doing, I'd hesitate to do, and she feels in a false position.
Well, why should she feel that? There's somebody in every block and in every city and town
yes,
in the United States.
Yes, she said that before, and I agreed.
Please tell us,
I'm talking. No, Vic, you said that before, and I agreed. But here's the thing of it. Everybody's got this obligation facing them, and we all ought to work together on it. Miss Oglesby and the other men and women that have to visit every house in their block has got a little harder job than the rest of us, seems to me. So let's make it easy for them if we can.
It wasn't my thought to take a baseball bat and clout Miss Oglesby over the head with it, would
you? No, but you appreciate what I'm talking about. Be grand, wouldn't it, if Miss Oglesby entered this living room and here was why Skeebers and Stacy Yops and Pelter Unbleed.
Okay.
Sadie, honey, to refresh your memory about Subal Oglesby's sister Grace there in Freeport, Illinois,
Sure I never knew her. When do you expect your friend Pelter Unbleed, Uncle Fletcher?
Expect him any minute. See, I put him privy to the fact that I...
Well, look, why don't you just saunter out and meet him in the backyard?
All right, Sadie. We can sit on the sister lit and visit.
Sure. Have a grand, jolly conversation.
My friend Smelly
and
Clark...
And you go head off your friend Smelly Clark.
Oh, Mom, you're as hard as nails this evening.
Oh, boy, I'll say... Now, what are we going to do about you and your YY Skeebers and your Stacy Ops?
Oh, they won't arrive for hours yet.
You sure?
I know they won't get here till at least 8:30. Mm. Miss Ogilvy's business won't take but a few minutes, will it?
That's all.
Oh.
You agree with me, don't you, that in a thing like this, where everybody in the whole United States is concerned, a person ought to do their best?
Okay, kiddo, I agree with it.
Yeah, well, fish.
Sadie, honey, I was just telling Vic and Russell here about Ernie McFisher.
The minute the front doorbell rings, you'll saunter out and back, huh?
Yes.
And you'll skip on off, too, huh, Willie?
Sure.
What'd you say you were telling Vic and Russell, Uncle Fletcher?
I was telling them about Ernie McFisher there in Clinton, Iowa, and what he said to his wife, Velma.
What did he say to his wife, Velma?
He said, Velma, I'm going over on the Illinois side of the river and skulk along the bank, and when I come home tonight, I'll have a batch of Indian arrowheads, a catfish, a mess of strawberries, a four-leaf clover, and a bicycle sprocket wheel.
Oh, and did he accomplish all that?
Sadie, honey.
Yes?
Ernie McDisher spent the day skulking along the bank of the Mississippi River there below Fulton, Illinois, and by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, his gunny sack contained a batch of Indian arrowheads, a catfish, a mess of strawberries, a four-leaf clover, and a bicycle sprocket wheel.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.